I'm WUWM's Ma'ayan Silver. Wisconsin officials continued to plead with people to take steps to control the surge of the coronavirus. More than 1,500 people have now died in the state. Officials are expanding the fight against the virus by opening an alternate care facility at Wisconsin State Fair Park Wednesday. Wisconsin is breaking records that nobody wants broken. Tuesday saw the greatest number of new cases reported, 32,079, and also a record 34 deaths due to COVID-19. Over the last month, hospitalizations due to the coronavirus have nearly tripled. In southeastern Wisconsin, cases and hospitalizations are not increasing at quite the record levels of other areas of the state. But they're still increasing, says Kathy Jacobson, CEO of Fredert Health. She says less than a month ago, the Fredert system had the fewest COVID-19 hospitalizations ever since the start of the pandemic, at 27 patients.
This morning, we're at 87. And I would say that that's accelerating. You know, I think that's the other thing you watch with COVID. We've seen these waves and mini waves kind of go since April, and they kind of slowly come up and then they come down. We've been as high as the low 60s before. This is going very fast. And when it starts to go very fast, that's when you actually have to start logging some concerns.
The current surge in cases will inevitably lead to more hospitalizations, says Wisconsin Health Secretary Designee Andrea Palm, which is why the state is opening an alternate care facility at Wisconsin State Park Wednesday.
The facility is prepared to accept up to 50 patients on its first day, and we will scale that capacity as needed. Multidisciplinary clinical team is ready to serve patients, including doctors, nurses, social workers, pharmacists, and other medical staff.
Palm says the facility is not a hospital and will not accept walk-in patients. Patients will only be admitted in coordination with doctors. In the meantime, Palm says stay home as much as you can.
If you can work from home, please do. Limit your errands to the essentials as much as you can. Yes, get your groceries and go to the pharmacy, but please cancel the dinner parties and the happy hours.
Palm says to use masks and keep social distancing. Ma'ayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.